With just a month to go before the election in Massachusetts, Republican Governor Charlie Baker and his Democratic challenger Jay Gonzalez sparred about several issues during their first televised debate Tuesday night. Repeatedly during the hour-long free-willing debate on almost every issue raised, from transportation to clean energy to crime, Gonzalez faulted Baker for not doing enough.
That's not an ambitious agenda. There's so much more we need to do to make a difference for working families in this state. That's who I'm going to fight for. I'm going to provide bold leadership.
The incumbent, seeking re-election to a second four-year term, strongly defended his record, pointing to increases in spending on education and local aid, criminal justice reforms, and expanding access to wind and hydropower.
If I was a status quo governor, there'd still be thousands of homeless families living in hotels and motels in Massachusetts. There aren't.
Trailing badly in public opinion polls in the race for governor, Gonzalez used much of his time during the debate to tout his plan to raise taxes on high-income earners and private college endowments to pay for fixes to mass transit and put more money into the state's public education system.
I'm going to raise taxes on the wealthy by $1 billion in my first year and $2 billion more in my last year so that we can make these investments. And it is a lot more, and we will make a lot more progress than Governor Baker, who refused. It's the same old Republican playbook, no new taxes, and we know what we get for that, working families being left behind.
But Baker pointed out that Gonzalez, who was budget chief under Democratic Governor Deval Patrick, would be unable to raise most of the billions of dollars he proposes to spend for at least 4 years, which is how long it would take to potentially change the state constitution to allow for higher tax rates on the wealthy.
Now, he can talk all he wants about the fact that he's got $1 billion to spend. He just gave you $4 or $5 billion worth of items he wanted to spend it on. He's not going to be able to spend it on all of them. And that means he'll go back to doing the same thing that he did before, which is not delivering on a commitment, not delivering on a promise, and overselling what's possible here.
Gonzalez vowed to move quickly and more aggressively than he said Baker has to fix the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority, which he said is the top issue he hears about while out campaigning.
Governor, I think riding with riders, and I know many people have asked you to and you've refused to, you'd learn a lot. I think it'd show respect to people about your wanting to understand their experience. And with the lack of urgency and the fact the system hasn't been fixed, I'm surprised that commuters haven't revolted.
Baker said his administration has spent almost $2 billion on repairs to the mass transit infrastructure to keep the buses and subways running.
And it's not sexy stuff. It's signals and switches and third rail and tracks and the stuff that really makes a difference with respect to the system's ability to perform. And yes, there's more to do. But the bottom line is, if you don't start by fixing the stuff that really matters around the system's current performance, you're never going to get there.
In an appeal to partisanship in the heavily Democratic-leaning state, Gonzalez criticized Baker for endorsing Jeff Deal, the Republican state legislator and ardent supporter of President Trump, running against U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren.
And by backing Jeff Deal, Governor Baker is supporting an anti-choice agenda, as well as an anti-LGBTQ, pro-NRA agenda.
Baker said he endorsed Deal, even though he does not agree with him on many issues.
I'm running for governor, not Jeff Deal.
The overtime pay scandal at the Massachusetts State Police also came up during the debate.
It's interesting to me, he hasn't fired a single person at the state police, where there are a number of troopers who've been investigated and others who've been, and people who oversaw this, who've been able to retire and run off into the sunset with their taxpayer-funded pension. When are you going to fire someone at the state police, Governor?
Well, let me start by saying, first of all, that many members of his own party, my opponent's own party, called his accusations and demands with respect to the state police political nonsense. 48 troopers have been referred by the current colonel and her leadership team to the attorney general and to the U.S. attorney for investigation. 48.
Tuesday night's debate was televised on WSBK-TV in Boston and simulcast on C-SPAN. The audience may not have been large as it overlapped with the Red Sox-Yankees baseball game. Baker and Gonzalez are scheduled to debate two more times. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.